I wonder, are you praying, Lord, I've had enough. I'm worried about my job, my income, my family, my health. Or it may be I've had it up to here. My bin's been out more than me this year. Days when we don't see our family, our friends, when the TV news is so depressing. There are times when we just don't want any more, when today's problem was just one too many. We could have tried, but we could have knocked our head against a brick wall, or anyone else's wall for that matter, when life's just not fair. Well, who said anything about fair? It's only children who think that the world's fair. Was the cross fair? Was the agony, the pain, just? And anyway, before we ask for a fair world, maybe we should think again. If we got what we truly deserved, or just reward, maybe we would even have more problems, not less. It's only the unfairness of the cross that gives us any hope at all. It's only the impossible, breathtaking truth of love on the cross that gives us any chance of real life. The great thing is we don't have to wade through the quicksand of our fear and our problems to reach the safe ground of your love. Help us to remember, Lord, that you're in it with us. Even when we don't know what to do, when our thrashing about sinks us deeper into the mire, when we don't even know what to ask for. Help us, Lord, to remember that your Spirit is at work in us, accepting our anger, our fear, moulding us into a little piece of your kingdom. Lord, often we can't cope. Help us to remember, Lord, that you can. I want to share a few verses from my favourite chapter in the whole Bible, Romans 8, verses 26 to 28. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. The Lord bless you on this day and the days to come.